Hello, this is Paige Estrotori, reporting for Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today is Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. We start with the persistent rise in mental health-related claims, a pressing concern for the Council of Australian Life Insurers. Yes, last year qualified as an alarming high, as the Australian insurers paid a record $2.2 billion for mental health claims, nearly twice as much as in 2020. A standout aspect is that such claims are now the leading cause in total and permanent disability, or TPD. Now more than ever, people in their 30s are declaring themselves permanently disabled, with TPD claims in this age group skyrocketing by an astonishing 732% over the decade. The question on everyone's mind is, what next? Well, the industry is looking for innovative, empathetic strategies, exploring avenues to support Australians confronting mental health challenges, and building a more resilient future. This urgent overhaul underlines the importance of meeting the demands of this evolving crisis head-on. In related news, it turns out mental health is now the primary cause of total and permanent disability claims. Reports from the Council of Australian Life Insurers showcase a significant escalation in related claims over the past 5 years, nearly doubling insurers' payouts to over $2.2 billion. Notably, younger Australians are exiting the workforce due to these challenges, which signifies a crucial tipping point for the nation. Shifting gears, we have QBE Insurance Group strongly advising Australian landlords to reconsider their insurance coverage. Their recent survey unveiled that over one-third of landlords could encounter financial hardship if their rental operations were disrupted for as little as 2 to 6 weeks, with 35% of respondents reporting delayed rent and 30% dealing with damage to their properties caused by tenants themselves, the call to action couldn't be more significant. Yet despite these risks, only about half of landlords have specific insurance coverage in place, with a worrying 43% depending on just standard home insurance. QBE's solution? Regular property inspections to minimize neglect risks and better insurance coverage to protect your property investments. In a landmark ruling, the City of Joondalup has successfully defeated an allegation of negligence brought by an e-scooter rider. The Western Australia District Court ruled in favor of the city, attributing the rider's collision with a fence post to excessive speed and lack of caution. Legal pundits predict that this decision could shape future liability assessments, as it puts emphasis on personal responsibility over design guidelines. Simply put, while authorities are responsible for hazard evaluations and adherence to standards, they certainly can't ensure absolute safety. That wraps up this week's insurance news. For all your personal and business insurance needs, turn to Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, to explore our services. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed and stay safe. Join us again next week for another roundup. Until then, goodbye.